Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries and thrillers and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is out by Natsuyo Kurino. First published in English by Vintage in 2004, today it's all about murder, friendships and money in a bento box factory in Tokyo. Four women work the night shift at a bento box factory, and each has their own troubles at home. Yayoi's husband likes to gamble and frequent prostitutes. Yoshi has to care for her ungrateful invalid mother-in-law and her grumpy teenage daughter. Kaneko is neck-deep in credit card debt to keep up her fake glamorous lifestyle, and Masako's husband and her son have stopped talking to her. But each night they meet, sleep-deprived, at the factory and work the line packing lunches. One day, Yayoi snaps and strangles her philandering husband. She calls Masako for advice, and Masako offers to help by disposing of the body. Masako calls in Yoshi to help, and the two of them cut up the dead husband in her bathroom. Kaneko is snooping around. She thinks something is going on and barges in on the operation. So to keep her quiet, they also give her parcels of the body to distribute in bins around the city. Then the women go back to their everyday lives until part of the dead husband is found in a park, courtesy of Kaneko, and the police start to investigate. The friendship between the four friends becomes frayed as greed and jealousy and guilt and blame interfere. But what the women don't know is Yayoi's husband was involved in a fight in a gambling club earlier in the evening he died, and lucky for them, suspicion is quite quickly concentrated on the club owner, a man with a very dark and twisted past. But he knows he's innocent, and he suspects the wife, and vows to bring her to justice when he's released. Foolish Kuniko gets involved with a loan shark and pressures Yayoi to act as her loan guarantor. But the loan shark recognises the name from the papers, and also begins to suspect the women. He also recognises Masako from her previous life, before the bento box factory, and he approaches her with a proposition. Now, what makes this book absolutely fantastic is the characters. The four female friends are all distinct and flawed in their own ways, and they all turn on each other in completely different ways, focusing on their own goals. I felt sorry for the burdened Yoshi, and I cringed at the stupid, vain behaviour of Kaneko, and questioned how Yayoi could move on so quickly. But Masako is the most complex of characters, the leader with the amazing strength and an iron stomach. The book also examines women's roles in Japan, the women as caregivers while the men around them do as they please. The police are particularly condescending, question what kind of husband would let their wife work the night shift. Now, I'm by no means an expert on Japanese feminism, but this book is a very interesting insight into women in Japan, but equally applicable to anywhere else where poor women struggle. And with another subplot about the Brazilian guest workers in the factory, there's also a discussion about racism. But this book is also very grim, and in some parts really nasty. The club owner committed an absolutely horrendous crime, and this really turned to my stomach. So this book isn't for the faint-hearted, especially with all the body cutting up as well. But if you like flawed female characters, greed, murder, revenge, and bento boxes, I heartily recommend Out by Natsuyo Kurino. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.